offense needs an adjustment. Now back to the home stretch with Pat Daugherty.
Welcome back here to the home stretch, ESPN Radio 102.7. I'm Pat Daugherty alongside Todd Burlidge.
Coach Phelps, Todd Burlidge here.
How's it going?
Not too bad. I appreciate you taking some time here. We're talking to Coach Digger Phelps, the legendary Coach Digger Phelps, 20 seasons here at Notre Dame, 393 career wins, 14 20-win seasons. Coach, we have another good, we finally have a coach behind you that's pretty good in Mike Bray as well. A nice win last night over Louisville. We were at the game together. What jumped out at you last night in that 77-70 Irish win?
Well, after watching how they lost in the second half to Villanova and Purdue, I just thought their toughness showed up last night, and it was interesting when you take a look at that story and how he took the game over. But Bonzi obviously was an 18-14 double-double, and then, of course, that little guard, Matt, just gets it done. But I thought defensively they held up, and they did a good job. Louisville missed some pretty good open shots, but I think the more important thing was that, okay, get the wins as they come. And now as we take a look at the ACC in this conference, you got to say to yourself, wait a sec, is this conference that good or is the conference stink? Because as you take a look at last weekend, of course, Virginia Tech just destroyed Duke. Georgia Tech destroyed North Carolina. And then you turn around and Florida State knocks off Virginia at Virginia. And then what do we see happen last night? Georgia Tech gets beat by 50 by Duke.
Right.
And then you take a look at Pitt knocks off Virginia. And then, of course, Virginia Tech goes to NC State and they get destroyed. So it's a combination of factors out there. Is the conference that good or is this everybody crazy? We look at Nebraska starting off the way they did on the road, winning at Indiana and then winning at Maryland. And no one's even talked about Nebraska. You know, they're not even ranked. So as we're looking at college basketball this year, I think this could be one of the first years when we talk about March Madness. It's really going to be madness.
You know what, Coach Phelps, and you led me into something I was going to ask you about a little bit later on, and it was going to be about parity and those types of things. And it seems like every year now, it just seedings make no difference in the NCAA tournament. It's almost like just get in. And I think to your point that you just made, when you're talking about these so-called quote-unquote upsets, there really aren't any. I mean, as you kind of look at the landscape of college basketball, it has really changed. And why do you think there is so much parity?
Well, I think two things on that. I think the three-point shot has changed the game altogether. The other thing is I think the AAU influence, where a lot of these guys, they end up playing 100 games a year, their freshman, sophomore, junior year of high school. They play maybe 30 games in high school. They don't have the old traditional high school coaches like the Morton Wugan at the MAFA. Or, you know, Bob Hurley Sr. at St. Anthony's in Jersey City. Mm-hmm. And so you get, oh, this history teacher, would you like to coach basketball? We'll pay you $3,000. So what's happened is a lot of these guys aren't taught the basic fundamentals. And you see that happen a lot in games today even. And so from that standpoint, it's not so much that it's parity. It's the lack of toughness and discipline to get it done. So what's happened to me the last 6 years, if we take a look at college basketball, come March Madness, I say five out of the last 6 years, it's been the teams with great point guards that have won the title. Nothing to do with the front line. But you can go back and look at Kemba Walker, the year when they had to win every game in the Big East to get an NCAA bid, and then they go, you know, win six straight NCAA tournament games. The next year, okay, Anderson and Kentucky got it done their way. He was a big guy at 6'10". Then you go back and you look at Peyton Siva at Louisville. We go look at the Shabazz Napier at Connecticut.
Sure.
And
mm-hmm.
then last year, you look at Archie at Villanova. He took that over, and their toughness on defense got him through it. So I just think this year, you still got to have a solid point guard to lead the attack. And I think that's where you look at certain teams under pressure, and that's when it's going to come up in March. I think also, as far as seeding is concerned, I'll tell you right now, there's three teams I don't want in my bracket, and they're all from the Big East: Xavier, Butler, and Creighton. Those three teams are going to end up in the Sweet 16, and one of them's going to end up in the Final Eight. And those are the teams I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I love a team that no one's talking about right now. I always go through one of those basketball magazines and look at teams out there that you don't want to play. Well, the University of Texas at Arlington, They have their starting team back, and they should win their conference. And there's one of those teams you're going to hear about where you say, where did that come from? And we saw it that year when we saw VCU and Butler in the Final Four down here in Indianapolis. So, yes, anything can happen in today's game, but I just look at what's out there and what isn't out there. From that standpoint, anything can happen on a given night in college basketball, and you just got to be sure you have that toughness for 40 minutes to be consistent in coming off of wins, especially on the road.
Once again, we're talking to former Notre Dame basketball coach, author, broadcaster, Coach Digger Phelps. Coach, as you just mentioned, especially on the road, how do you as a coach, if at all, try to capture what you're able to do at home? Obviously, in front of your own crowd, it's easy to get hyped. But how do you get your team prepared, or is there a way to make it a little bit easier on them to stay in games, especially on the road? We find it so hard to win on the road in college basketball.
Well, I always used to put in four-minute clips, and I think that's how you have to approach it. But more importantly, it's how you play defensively. And sometimes you've got to extend that defense. Even Louisville does that. They did it last night to Notre Dame, and when they got down 10, they got back into it. I just thought at the end of that game they missed a lot of key shots where they cut it to one. Actually, one guy missed a free throw where they could have had a one-point lead when they got fouled in the three-point shot. He made two out of three. And that's always a backbreaker when all of a sudden you have a lead and then you go down one. Can you get it back? But from that standpoint, I always felt that if we do certain things in the first half on the road, especially with our way of playing defense, especially. But in the second half, I'd always save something. And maybe I just save a 1-3-1 zone to the last 8 minutes of the game. And I don't show in the first half, so a team can't make halftime adjustments. And that's how you can take a crowd out of a game, especially if you make a run on them, so that they all of a sudden realize, oh, this is a game. But I think it's a toughness. I mean, I go back to our 73-74 team. I know it's a long time ago that beat UCLA's 88-game winning streak. But building up to that game, that team, which you may call Dantley Clay and Dice Martin that finished that game against UCLA, that team won early in the year. Back in December, we used to play Ohio State in December that year. But we always played Michigan when we could get them on the schedule. But more importantly, we always had three games. Indiana, UCLA, and Kentucky, all in December. Kentucky was always down in that neutral site, Freedom Hall, in Louisville. But that team won at Ohio State, won at Indiana, beat Kentucky and Louisville, and knocked off South Carolina on the road when Frank McGuire was there, and knocked off Pittsburgh, Georgetown, West Virginia, and that was all building up into when we beat UCLA, and then we had to go play at Kansas after that, and they knocked them off. So I think the toughness of a road schedule, and you can look at Michigan State, as good as they are when you take a look at the best of Tom Izzo, they may play the world come November and early December. And guess what? They're 3-0 now in the Big Ten as they start
right.
The season. And that's what I always feel about. The toughness of any schedule gives you one or two losses early in the year, but that layover effect pays off come March Madness, and you can look at Izzo's record at Michigan State. At one time, I think for 12 years he got the 6 Final Fours and won a national title. So that's the other way of looking at it, rather than playing cupcakes and seeing what you can do to try to get to, X amount of wins, but then you don't have the toughness to come March Madness.
Yeah, beat them up early and make them good late. That's what Tom Izzo did. And it, it's so funny when you talked about the old schedules you used to play. That independent schedule, DePaul didn't even come out.
No, I didn't even mention DePaul Marquette.
Exactly. You know what? You talked about tough point guards and success in the postseason, and I have to admit, the biggest surprise to me, and in my opinion, the most improved player in the nation is Matty Farrell for Notre Dame. I don't see how anybody could dispute that. I'm sure there are other guys out there. I'm closer to the situation here. Just give me your take on Matt Farrell, Coach. You're around this team all the time. Could you have seen his kind of contributions coming in the way they are?
Yeah, he had to wait his turn because you had Grant and you had Jackson behind him. But the point is this. He's got that Jersey toughness.
Right.
And when I go back to the North Jersey toughness that we had, you can go with Shoemate and Brokaw. Shoemate was from Elizabeth. Gary Brokaw was from East Brunswick. Those are the guys that played in that UCLA game. And then all of a sudden, here comes some guy named Kelly Trepuka, who was from North Jersey. And obviously, he was an academic All-American. And then you take the next guy that came along was Jimmy Dolan, who was from North Jersey. And then you can end up with David Rivers, who was from Jersey City, St. Anthony's. I think there's something about those guys from that North Jersey atmosphere that have that toughness, and it carried over to where he's just that tough a point guard. And, boy, he made some shots last night. I'm going like, wow, that's unbelievable. But, yes, there's certain things he does for them that's positive. But I think the guy's got to wake up his beach. And he has not played well against Villanova, especially on the road, Purdue on the road. And then we saw last night what he played, about 31, 32 minutes. And the only time he scored was when he came out in the second half and went one-on-one by the free throw line, hit that shot. But he has got to get more involved for Notre Dame, I think, to be more consistent with what they got to do with the other guys when we talk about their starting lineup. But Bastoria last night, he just took that game over and wasn't going to lose it.
Once again, former Notre Dame men's basketball coach and author, broadcaster, Coach Digger Phelps. Coach, definitely a pleasure. We'll talk to you soon, sir.
Yeah, you guys have a good new year, and it's going to be interesting seeing Clemson coming in here. Clemson, one of those other teams that we saw how they've been playing all year, and another team no one's even talking about.
Right.
And yet they have that potential, especially with Blossengame, who's one of those great players. And so the Irish again, and what's going to be tough when they go on the road next week, they play Thursday at Miami, Saturday next week at Virginia Tech. We saw what they did at home against Duke. And then the following Wednesday at Florida State, because that's going to be another nightmare when they go down there to play Florida State, because Leonard Hamilton always has the physical-type teams that go after you, and that seems that physical-type team that bothers Notre Dame that could give them some issues, and then come home and play Syracuse, who I don't think is capable of knocking off the Irish here, and then Virginia, who shocked me last night, losing to Pittsburgh on the road in overtime. So, yeah, the next, I guess, six games, the Irish have got to really work hard to keep this thing going.
Definitely will be a fun stretch. Thanks again, Coach.
All right, guys, you take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Once again, Coach Digger Phelps, great guy, great stuff, great insight, great stories as well. We're going to take a short break. We come back, it's time to take a look at the NBA and college basketball as a whole. We'll give our thoughts on the Grayson Allen. Was the suspension enough? Touch on that next when we come back. This is The Home Stretch. I'm Pat Doherty alongside Todd Burlidge here on ESPN Radio 1027.
The Home Stretch with Pat Doherty, ESPN Radio 1027.